You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. On this edition of the program, we are having an extra theme month episode, so one extra episode outside of February, where we are looking at the music of Madeline Link and Pax. And we just heard the complete interview that we conducted with Madeline a few weeks back. A genuine thank you to Maddie for agreeing to the interview and for speaking with us. You didn't have to. We're just two schmucks from Windsor, and yet you agreed to. And it was a wonderful time talking to you, talking about food, music, two of my favorite things. And honestly, having a chance to talk to one of my favorite musicians working right now. It was amazing.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for talking with us. And we're schmucks.
Well, you're a schmuckle. Maybe I'm more of a schmuck. But regardless of that, we're going to go back through some of the songs which we did hear, including what we heard just after the interview. It was a song that Madeline actually talked about, Hold My Hand, which she mentioned was part of that unfortunate bicycle accident where she collided into a door that opened up. A fantastic song and one of my favorites from Pax. You can find that off of their 2021 album, Take the Cake. Now, prior to that, we had some of the interview, and then we also heard a few songs in between two parts of the interview. Dave, we heard another song from Take the Cake. What was that?
We heard Cling Film, another song that we talk about in the interview a little bit, and another great one from that album. Prior to that, we actually heard something from an acoustic-based EP that Madeline put out as Pax in 2022, I believe.
It was simply titled Whoa, W-O-A-H. We heard the song FM. And then we heard something from a compilation record, a Rarities and B-Sides compilation that dropped in between albums. It was titled Ouch and B-Sides. I love the title of that. We heard the song Sync from that. And we did also hear a single, which was a cover of Ice Age's Drink Rain that she released back in 2021. With that said, anyone who listened to Revolution Rock back in 2023 knows how much we loved that album, Crispy Crunchy Nothing. We played, I'm pretty sure, the entirety of the album throughout the calendar year, and we're getting very close to playing the entirety of the new record, Melt the Honey, which you can check out. And in fact, I encourage you to go to Pax the Band, which is the Bandcamp page, .bandcamp.com, and you can purchase it there. But what we're going to do now is we're going to step away from Pax, because certainly that's primarily what Madeline Link's oeuvre is with. That's what her catalog features. We're going to touch upon now some associated acts that she performed in, and that was, I guess you could say, a previous permutation of who Pax were before they joined with Madeline to make the band.
I guess this is a
proto-Pax, I guess.
3 degrees of separation of Pax. Because we're going to hear two different bands.
That's not 3 degrees.
That's 2 degrees. 2 degrees of separation, but 3 if you're counting Pax.
I don't think you can math, but go on, Dave.
I'm talking, words are coming out of my mouth. And what I'm trying to say is we're going to start off with 3 tracks from the band that Madeline was involved in with her sister Eva, which they were called Triples. And she played drums in this band and would also do some backing vocals and other instrumentation, but primarily just she was the drummer. And they put out a few releases and some singles, and they kind of stopped playing when Madeline wanted to kind of go out the Pax route. But there's some really cool songs in the catalog, so we're going to hear a couple of them.
In fact, are you going to say it, Dave?
We're going to hear 3 of them. So that's going to be a triple-triple.
Triple triples.
Yes. So if you're like, I want triple triples, that's what you're going to hear.
Yeah, you don't want a coffee with 3 sugars, 3 milks. You want these 3 songs.
That's gross, yeah.
That is, well, I'm not judging people's coffee.
I know.
Coffee,
yeah, you
habits.
Can have your coffee however you like it.
Aside from the prejudice of this guy, apparently.
Well, no, I was trying to make a joke, but it failed.
Very ill-timed.
And then
joke.
Also in this set, we're going to hear.
We're going to hear something, and Dave brought this to light, because I didn't realize that we could actually find this. These were recordings from the band that would join Madeline and eventually form into Pax, but they had a different name when they performed separately called Lover's Touch.
Yeah, they're originally from BC, and then when they came to Toronto, they still made some music as Lover's Touch, but when they joined with Pax, they everything changed and they started doing Pax music, and that's amazing. But we thought we'd highlight some of the other stuff that the band did as well before joining Madeline. And we should mention the band, and they've played on every record.
Yes, they have.
So it's Dexter Nash on guitar, Noah O'Neill on bass, and Shane Hooper on drums, who I believe is the same lineup on this one. And there may have been another member at some point in that band's brief time, but those core members are on these recordings as well. So we're going to hear a pair of tracks from them from two of their releases. One from an early release they put out that's just a live recording,
mm-hmm.
Called In Muted Colors. And then also another release they had, which may or may not have been more demo-based, called 1681D.
Now, also, we want to remind you, if you enjoyed the interview or you caught it a little bit late, if you missed out on it, Dave is going to be uploading the entirety of it to our website. That's going to be happening in a little bit. Keep checking to see when it's uploaded. That's at revrock.blogspot.com. In addition to the interview, you will find playlists curating what we have played on previous episodes, featuring information about the bands we love and the music we play.
Yeah, so let's get to it. We're going to start off this next set with a pair of tracks from, I think...
Oh, actually, a trio of tracks.
Trio of tracks.
You gotta love that alliteration.
I was going to say a pair of tracks from this particular album.
Oh, well then, you know, more fool me. Which is also, I didn't realize, Dave, the name of the album is Play It Again, and I guess we will. I'm way too excited about
that. And you know what? If you're doing counting, okay... we're going to be playing two tracks from Play It Again, but one of the tracks is also called Play It Again. So that is three songs from Triples, three songs technically, three Play It Agains.
I can't do math that well. This is like Steiner math. Anyway, let's just get to it.
I don't even know what's happening
right
now.
Let's just play the music. We're getting off track. Let's play it, Dave.
Are we on the radio? Okay, so let's get to it. You're listening to music from Triples here. And some other bands, we're going to hear some from Lover's Touch as well. Bands associated with PAX. So let's get to it. This is Play It Again here on Revolution Rock.
Yeah.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada.
Several, to be 16.
At the
exactly.
same time, yes. Thank you to those stations and to CJAM FM, of course.
A little information about CJAM FM, if you haven't tuned in too much before. We are the only sound alternative in the Windsor, Detroit area. We are making waves since 1983, allowing the distribution of independent music, points of view, political thought, and much, much more. You can always find out more information about the station by going to cjam.ca. And of course, our show has a website. That's revrock.blogspot.com. And you can get more information about the bands we love and the music we play from that site.
And in this last set, we played bands associated with PAX. So we ended off with a pair of songs from the backing band, well, the band in PAX. It's the band.
It's the trio, really, yes. of musicians beside Madeline Link. They were called Lover's Touch during this iteration. And a very different sound, unlike the type of scuzzy indie rock that I think most people associate with PAX right now. They had a kind of funkier, almost pop rock sound. Something that you would associate more with, I guess, like indie electric than what you would for what they would eventually do in that band. But, you know, still a really good sound that they had, especially with that last track, a live number called It's Not Right.
Yeah, comes from, that was their first release in Muted Colors. I believe that was in 2016. We also heard Weatherman from their release 1681D, which I believe was demos recorded in either an apartment or basement, or songs, I mean, and released. Prior to that, we heard three songs. We should say we heard triple songs from the band Triples, which was a band that featured Madeline Link of PAX on drums and Eva, her sister, on vocals / guitar and other instrumentation. And we heard three songs. We ended off with a song from the album, no?
Yeah, we did, yes.
Big time.
No, you can count for
big
sure.
Time.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
No, that was a great record from the group. We heard Making Space from that. Of course, we heard two songs, though, from the album prior to that, Play It Again. We heard Summer Song and the title track, Play It Again. So after this, Madeline and Eva, as far as I'm aware, and as far as we were able to tell from the interview, haven't really made music together since. Although Eva is still practicing in a sort of non-recording capacity right now, from what I understand, it will still be great to hear some more music come out of her. And of course, with Maddie working with PAX and with this prospective tour coming up, you know, we're going to hear a lot more music coming out of her in the future, to say the least. Well, we have about half an hour left of the program, and with that said, we want to do nothing but play more songs from PAX, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to highlight the EP, we're going to highlight the three studio records, and a few other tracks here and there. Just before we get to that, we do need to play a brief station ID just to remind you where you are tuned into. And we do want to remind you as well, if you're interested in what you hear, you can always go to the official PAX The Band Bandcamp page and purchase the albums. There's actually a deal now where you can get a bundle for all three of them for a very nominal price, so it's well worth checking them out right now. And yeah, their albums are phenomenal. I really loved Crispy Crunchy Nothing. Melt the Honey is a top-notch record too, and you know what I have to say, as you said earlier on in the program when Take the Cake came out, I think it was a little bit under the radar.
Yeah.
Even for us, we played some songs off of it, really liked some tracks, didn't pay the attention we should have at the time. In retrospect, listening back to it, I'm kind of kicking myself for not appreciating it as much as when I first heard it. All three are stellar albums and all are worth your time checking out.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a mixture of some songs from those albums and a few other releases that PAX put out in the remainder of the show. But coming up next, we're actually going to get to a brief station identification to let you know what station you're listening to. And then we'll get back to some more music here on Revolution Rock on CJM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock.
Two hearts breaking in